This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed for his four-day official visit to United Kingdom and Maldives. In the first leg of his visit, he will hold discussions with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. Further, in the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister will undertake a state visit to Maldives from the 25th to the 26th of July on the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu. Mr. Modi will also interact with business leaders of both the countries during the visit. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha have been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members continued the sloganeering, demanding discussion on special intensive revision in Bihar and other issues. They also demanded withdrawal of SIR in Bihar. Amid the noisy scene, Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia introduced the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025. Presiding officer Sandhya Ray, who was on the chair, tried to conduct zero hour, but the opposition members trooped into the well, shouting slogans and disrupted the proceedings. She emphasized that the government is ready to discuss the issues raised by the opposition, but they are not allowing the house to function. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house till 2 p.m. Earlier, when the house met at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla took up question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering, demanding discussion on special intensive revision in Bihar and other issues. Mr. Birla appealed to the opposition to allow question hour, saying that people of the country are watching the conduct. He expressed concern for creating disruption and displaying placards inside the house. Budgetary allocation made to Bihar for railway projects has been increased by 9 times in the last 11 years. Replying to a question of the Lok Sabha Union Railways Minister, Ashwani Vaishnav said 11 years before, the annual budget for railways in Bihar was only 1,132 crore rupees and now it has increased to 10,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed the House that various railway projects which were pending for many years have now been completed. He said that redevelopment work on 98 stations is going on in the state.
बिहार में 11 वर्ष पहले मात्र 1132 करोड़ रुपए पर एनम बजट का एलोकेशन होता था वहां प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने आकर बिहार के लिए रेलवे के बजट को 9 गुना बढ़ाकर 10,000 करोड़ रुपए का बजट दिया है.
In Bihar, the state assembly witnessed uproarious scenes today over the special intensive revision, SIR, and deteriorating law and order situation in the state. As the pandemonium continued, Speaker Nand Kishore Yadav adjourned the house till 2 p.m. During the pandemonium, the opposition and treasury bench members exchanged verbal duels. Amid the pandemonium, the speaker repeatedly asked all members, including Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha, Ministers Prem Kumar and Jibesh Kumar, to allow to run the house, but in vain. Earlier, when the house assembled at 11 a.m. for the day, opposition members attired in black dress started to protest over SIR and law and order situation. India's economy is set to remain the fastest growing among major economies, with GDP projected to grow by 6.5% in 2025 and 6.7% in 2026. A report released by the Asian Development Bank ADB today says growth outlook is supported by strong domestic demand, a normal monsoon and monetary easing. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely to be expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Telangana today. Meanwhile, the Weather Department said that Delhi NCR is likely to experience light to moderate rain accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning. In men's cricket, India and England head into the fourth test at Old Trafford, Manchester, starting today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. India is trailing 1-2 in the five-match test series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.